first one that opened up was called Splitsville, which is a fun little name, unless you're going there to break up with your date.
That's never fun.
That's not fun. But Splitsville, obviously, where it's a bowling term, we hope, at Downtown Disney. It's in the old Virgin Megastore space. Remember that big two-level place? And you're thinking, well, bowling alleys aren't on two levels. Well, yes, they are at Splitsville. Now, you don't bowl downhill. I don't want to give you a wrong impression. But I think they have about 30 lanes total. But they're spread out. You've got some downstairs. You've got some upstairs. And they're in smaller groups. So you might have 4 lanes over here, 6 lanes over there. And they have little dining areas around them. So if you want to do both at the same time, if you want to bowl and have dinner at the same time, you can do that. If you want to have dinner, you can watch other people bowl. And I think there might be some areas downstairs where you can just go and sit and not have to listen to the clatter of pins falling down. But the design of Splitsville is just really very nice and very comfortable. And I sort of like being able to go, and even if you don't want to bowl, you can have this entertainment of watching people try to bowl. The newest one now, it just opened up this week, is King's. And that's on International Drive. If people remember where the old Mercado was, they're redeveloping that into a whole new space. And King's is in the old Gooding's grocery store space. It's all on one level this time. Not as many lanes. I think they've got maybe 22 lanes. And they do have one big clump. But then they've also got a couple of private areas. So if you're having a party, you can have 4 lanes over here, or you can have 6 lanes over there. And what they do differently than Splitsville is that they've got a dining area that's sort of away from the bowling lanes. They figure that people want to come in and have dinner and then go over and bowl a few frames.
So you can't really do both at the same time there.
You can, but it's just that they think that this is probably the way that most people would do it. Splitsville, you can go and have dinner while wearing rented shoes.
So how was the food?
You know, both of them are more ambitious and a little bit better than you would expect from a bowling alley. You can find full dinners rather than just snacky kind of things. Yes, they will have things like nachos that you would expect to find at a bowling alley, but they'll also have fish and chips or maybe a steak dinner or something like that that's a little bit more substantial. The quality is also better than you might expect at a bowling alley, but my thought is that neither of these places is going to be the sort of thing that comes to mind when someone says, hey, let's go out to dinner. Oh, let's go to that bowling alley. I think it'll be more, hey, let's go bowling, and hey, let's go to Splitsville or King's, because then we can have dinner too. They're more of an entertainment destination than they are a dining destination.
So what's your feeling on the concept overall?
I think it's fun. I think it's great. Something new. You have a different option. And, you know, people like distractions. And, you know, where else can you go and have dinner wearing somebody else's shoes?
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.